it's the helmet of a hero. And when it was found, people were immediately reminded of the great Anglo-Saxon epic poem, Beowulf. Until 1939, it had been taken for granted that Beowulf was essentially fantasy, set in an imaginary world of warrior splendour and great feasts. The Sutton Hoo graveship, with its cauldrons, drinking horns and musical instruments, its highly wrought weapons and lavish skins and furs, and not least its hoard of gold and silver, was evidence that Beowulf, far from being just poetic invention, was a surprisingly accurate memory of a splendid, lost, pre-literate world. Think for a moment of the helmet, decorated with animal motifs made out of gilded bronze and silver wire, and bearing on it the marks of battle. Now, listen to the poet Seamus Heaney, reading from Beowulf.
To guard his head, he had a glittering helmet that was due to be muddied on the mere bottom and blurred in the upswirl. It was of beaten gold, princely headgear, hooped and hasped by a weaponsmith who had worked wonders in days gone by and adorned it with boar shapes. Since then, it had resisted every sword.
Clearly, the Anglo-Saxon poet must have looked closely at something very like the Sutton Hoo helmet. That was Seamus Heaney reading from his own translation of Beowulf, and we asked him what the Sutton Hoo helmet means to him now.
I never thought of the helmet in relation to any historical character. In my own imagination, it arrives out of the world of Beowulf and gleams at the centre of the poem and disappears back into the mound. The way to imagine it best is when it goes into the ground with a historical king or whoever it was buried with, and then its gleam under the earth gradually disappearing.